Hey, welcome back to This Week in Victoria. I'm your host, Chris Daly. I will be joined shortly by Brother Gary Moses. We're going to talk about all the action going on in Victoria, all the exciting things going on. But first, these messages. We all need to thank Driven Martial Arts. It's their mission to develop students of all ages to be more driven. And through martial arts, some of the benefits you can receive physically: increase physical endurance, enhance coordination, increase cardiovascular fitness, potential reduction of body fat, improve muscle tone, improve stability, balance, strength, you name it. But there's also mental benefits: improve performance under pressure, more productive goal setting, increase self-discipline, reduce stress levels. It doesn't end there. There's social benefits to martial arts as well, including camaraderie, increased self-confidence, and respect. Just reach out to Sensei James Kurth or Sensei Martha Adame. You can call them at 361-302-2525 or go by 901 North Bend Jordan in Victoria. That's Driven Martial Arts. We also need to thank Lemon Dreamy. Yes, Lemon Dreamy is the preeminent lemonade and lemon dessert bakery in the Crossroads area. They offer a wonderful variety of cookies, bars, breads, made-to-order cakes, pies, and other delectable lemon desserts. If you're looking for that refreshing glass of summer-in-a-cup kind of lemonade, you won't find any better than what they have at Lemon Dreamy. They spent years perfecting their lemonade formula. 15 fresh lemons go into every gallon of their hand-squeezed lemonade. No powders, no dye, no artificial anything goes into their lemonade. At Lemon Dreamy, their only focus is on lemons. It's what they do because it's what they love. You'll love it too. Come on down, try some, and go squeeze the day. Visit them at lemondreamy.com and inside the Hive at 1915 John Stockbauer Drive. Hey, do you need to stand out and get noticed? Look no further than Solar Tint and Graphics. They specialize in residential and commercial solar film, security film, and decorative film installation. In addition, they do signs as well as vehicle tinting and wraps. In fact, their graphics team does some of the best work around. Whether it's vinyl banners, vehicle signage, or you want to have the coolest looking ice chest in town, Solar Tint and Graphics will take care of you. And when you need window film for your home or business, they have exactly what you need. They use only top of the line film, proven to save you big on your electric bills and stay beautiful. Their team of experts will work with you on the design and features that fit your specific needs and budget. Not only will you save money, but the beauty and comfort have an immediate impact on how you feel and how the world sees you. So why wait? Visit solarstoptx.com or call 361-570-7867. That's Solar Tint and Graphics. Don't forget to let them know if you're a first responder, teacher, or military, and you will always get a discount. solarstoptx.com. Everybody join me in welcoming Brother Gary Moses to the show. Brother, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. Great to be with you as always. Hope you're doing well also, sir.
Doing great. Loving the weather.
Yeah, boy. I'm telling you, spring break 2023, as a teacher and as a student all my life, I've been in school most of my life. We always love this spring break time. Back in our day, though, Chris, if you got Friday and Monday for spring break, that was right around Easter. That was big. Today, of course, they get a whole week. It's been that way for a good while. But back in the old days, we were, if you got 2 days, Friday and Monday, you thought that was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, no doubt.
But I love it. Great time of the year. So much going on. And, you know, just feeling good. This is a great time. With March Madness going on, You love that March Madness, too, don't you, brother?
Oh, you know it.
I think it starts right Tuesday and Wednesday of this past week. They have, of course, got that done with the play-in games. And let's see, starts today, right? We're starting today with the first big games.
Any favorite for the whole thing?
I got one I'm pulling for. I'm hoping Texas Longhorns, number two seed. Playing today.
Yeah, That's true. I definitely always pull for the Longhorns, but I have been so impressed with the Houston Cougars. I think it's theirs to lose.
Yeah, Cougars are their class. That's a class act. They say Alabama was number one overall seed, but mm-hmm. Houston's tough. I go for Houston. Texas and Houston would be my picks right there.
And I'm with you.
I'm hoping for Texas. All right. Well, Chris, with all the great things going on, I want to say special thanks to the Food Bank of the Golden Crescent for what they do each and every day.
Amen.
I saw Robin. She's a wonderful lady. I got the chance to talk to her. She's terrific, and all the staff, terrific over there. We're blessed to have them in our community. And I know you think a lot of them also.
Oh, I do. And I tell you, nothing to me in recent weeks has been more eye-opening than meeting with her, not only finding out what the food bank does in helping 11 counties and all these food pantries, but just discovering what Robin herself does in the community. She is so active and does so many great things.
Very active young lady, very quality lady, and we've always enjoyed our relationship together, working with one another. So yes, good stuff going on. And Chris, with that said, we thank our sponsors too. I always want to say thank you, sponsors, for mm-hmm. keeping the show going. I'm with you for a while, and you got some good people backing you up, don't you? And backing us up. Make that backing us up.
Yeah, definitely. We got some great ones. You'll hear their commercials. You've heard some of them before we started here, but yeah, I can't thank folks like Lemon Dreamy and
Tina. She's terrific.
Yeah, yeah.
And James with Integrity. I mean, just good people. Yeah. I love them all. Keep on with those people. And ladies and gentlemen, visit those businesses. They're fantastic. We do appreciate them. Well, brother, brings us to the rest of this week. Of course, I just want to give the plugs for spring breaks continuing. Great time mm-hmm. of the year, as we said, but you have all those different museums like the Children's Discovery Museum, the Texas Zoo, the Victoria Public Library, the Navy Museum, Museum of the Coastal Bend, all doing stuff through the rest of this week. So check out those wonderful facilities.
Like I said, spring break back in my day wasn't what it is now. Today it is so amazing, a whole week full of so many fun things to do.
Well, you're right, and I love it. And like I say, I've been all over the place already this week and got a bunch more to go to. And here's one of them. We're going to start now. You ready? All right.
Yes.
Well, today through the weekend is the Goliad County Fair and PRCA Rodeo. I've been doing that one for a lot of years. You know, Carnival, the whole works out there. And their PRCA Rodeo, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon on the Goliad County Fairgrounds, all of this going on. That is one of the best rodeos in all of Texas and around. Small Time Rodeo, they were ranked number 5 in Small Town Rodeos, top 5. They just do a super job. I'll be there all 3 days, brother. I'm loving it and looking forward to it. Good stuff.
Nice.
And then, brother, let's see. With that being said, let me hit Friday and Saturday. I heard some people going to Rockport, Crawfish Cook-Off, and Tasting. That is a fun event. Heard some people said they weren't going to be at some of the events we were doing this weekend. With that going on, the Rockport Crawfish Cook-Off sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Then, love some crawfish.
Love the people do. I don't know why y'all like it or how y'all eat it, but a lot of people do like it. And Aerocrafters Friday night has Velvet Drive. They're a great band, really doing a good job around. Dream Stereo, some of my boys that I know are in this band. It's a new and upcoming band, Slap Jesse. So you got some good stuff Friday, but big one for me, Goliad County Fair and Rodeo. I love that. So that takes us into the weekend, Chris, and let's see if you'll hit anything here. Here we go. 3:00 on Saturday afternoon, Spring Gospel Musical. I think it's for several hours at 4102 North Bend, Jordan. There's groups, singers, choirs, all kind of great folks going to be there from Quero, Houston, Brenham. It's a gospel concert. One of my former students, young Mr. Fillmore, he's putting it on. Starts at 3:00, again, 4102 North Bend, Jordan. And don't forget, nice. Saturday, the Jigsaw Puzzle Exchange. That is good stuff, sir. 9:30 at the Victoria Mall. That's every third Saturday of the month. It's at Victoria Mall again, and you don't have to have anything. You just walk in. There's puzzles you just pick up. You exchange. No money transfers hands. It's puzzles. Come in with nothing, walk out with something. Come in with some stuff, swap them out, and get some more. That's all you have to do. Have you done that before?
Oh, yeah. I used to take my mom to it every month. She loved puzzles.
Right.
And so yeah, we used to go to it all the time. It was something she looked forward to every month.
Oh, I love that. It's been going on for some time now, Chris. It's really been a great one. And then the Saturday-Sunday is the Victoria Monarch Golf Association, the 61st Annual Riverside Golf Tournament they're doing, and it's a Riverside Golf Course. They asked me to open it up on Saturday, but you'll see where I'm going to be at Saturday morning. But I will open up with prayer on Sunday morning, two-day tournament. Victoria Monarchs do a lot for the community. They raise funds to help those in need out. So we got golf this weekend, buddy. How about that?
There you go. I wish I was better at golf, but I'm not very good at it.
I was decent. In fact, more than halfway decent, but I never had enough time to play. You know,
right.
Growing up, I had a golf club in my hand around the house, you know, chipping around before you. And then when you went to work, you played a little bit, but you had the feel for it. You just didn't have enough time. Down the road, Chris, maybe me and you both, we'll get out there. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, that'll be fun to watch.
Well, Saturday, the South Texas Girls Softball Association has their opening ceremonies at the Victoria Youth Sports Complex, 9 o'clock. Of course, I'm in right in the middle with them. I'm emceeing that. I look forward to kicking off their season. Also, Southeast Little League has their opening ceremonies that morning also, and that's at 9 o'clock. I was asked to do that, but they're both in the area, but I can only do one. But I'll try to flip over there after finish one. Also, Saturday morning, there is a run, and it's called the Pinch Me 5K Run. And
nice.
That's Saturday morning. Pinch Me, St. Patrick's Day, Pinch Me 5K Run. I was looking for where it was on my notes, and I had it right in front of me. 8 o'clock in the morning, Riverside Park, raising funds for the Victoria Chamber of Commerce. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
And well, Friday is St. Patty's Day. That's tomorrow. And Saturday, we're still celebrating it. So I'll kick that off at 8 o'clock. Then I head over there to the youth sports complex and do my thing with the girls and all that good stuff. There's stuff going on, isn't there, brother? Woo.
Oh, there definitely is. You just try to remember on Saturday to wear some Friday to wear some green.
I got it. I'm going to have mine on. I got a tie. I use it every year about that time. And Victoria Farmers Market also on Saturday. I'm sure they'll have some great stuff out there from 9 to 1, Patty Dawson Public Health Center. And, again, that is for the Food Bank of the Golden Crescent. They do it every Wednesday and Saturday from 9 to 1. So there is a full Saturday of events right there so far.
Woo! Nice.
And then Sunday we got a couple of more. We got a couple of more right here. Fundraiser for Ricardo Avila to defray medical expenses, 2804 Puerto Vaca Highway. Starts at 11 o'clock. It's $12 a plate. It's a brisket plate. So if you can help out Ricardo, I know the man, please do help him out. And Sunday also, now they make some good pork steak plates here. And this is the Knights of Columbus. This is Sunday, Council 1329 over there at Columbus Hall. You know where that is, don't you, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you're making me hungry again. You always do.
Barbecue pork steak plates, $10 a plate, drive through, and they start at 9:30. And if you get one of those, it'll fill you up. One plate will fill you up, buddy. That is good stuff right there. I love it. And, of course, during this weekend, all that basketball going on, and I mean baseball right around the corner. You know, I went to some of the East West games or their baseball tournament this past weekend. I also went to, and I want to let you know about it because we'll probably do some stuff with them, Chris, the Homeschool Gators. That's their baseball team's name, the Gators.
Oh, nice.
And I went out there last Friday, brother, and saw the team, met with the girls. Two of those are my former students that are running it. So we'll be talking about some Gators coming up. And of course, East West East is really doing good. I heard there. I saw some of that. They're playing good. I think they're like 11-2 right now.
Excellent. So where does the homeschool Gators? Where did they play?
They played at Lowe Field, right across from where the tournament was at Riverside. And they may use Riverside for a game down there, but they're at Lowe Field, and that was Friday night for their second. I think there was second or third game that they played. They started during the stock show, and so we got some baseball, buddy. UHV going on, East, West, the Gators. I love it around this area. Super.
Oh, yeah, great weather for it, too.
Great weather for it. Now, brother, just to let you know, we're still in the Little League opening ceremony business. Monday night, this coming Monday, Northeast Little League opening ceremony is about 5:30, the Victoria Youth Sports Complex. I'd get them off. I could make them off. I'm not double and triple booked. They're not at the same time. I'm doing them. I love these, going out there. Introducing the kids to the teams. Can you beat it, Chris? Can you beat that? You just can't beat it, can you?
No, it's amazing. It's great for building the community and for those kids. You know, that's what it's really all about.
It is, and that's what we do. And I played Little League. Did you play Little League, sir?
Actually, I did, but wasn't very good at it. I didn't even understand it, really, until I was much older.
Right. Well, we'll forgive you for that. But you know you love baseball, though. I mean, you know, something you just I loved it. I played Little League, and then, of course, that was my baseball career right there. BFW was my team. Remember that back in the day. And then I played a little basketball for Patty Welder, and then they offered me a job in the ninth grade at Dick's. That was my sports limit right there. So, but, I mean, you know, you remember those days of Little League and basketball, whatever you did. I loved it. So Monday night's got some more opening ceremonies. We'll do Northeast about 5:30. And then, Chris, look at Tuesday, the partnership meetings downtown, 700 Main Street. That's VEDC putting on. And then also I'll be on this coming Tuesday, the Alzheimer's meeting. And we're going to get you involved. That's going to be one of our nonprofits we'll be talking about down the road, the Walked-In Alzheimer's that comes up in October, but they're raising funds now. We'll have our Alzheimer's meeting. If you'd like to join, ladies and gentlemen, or come check it out, 12 to 1 o'clock at the community room at Victoria Mall. That's right across from the police substation right there. So that's going on, and I'm going to be over there. And then, of course, don't forget, every Wednesday, the VFW has the coffee and donuts in the morning, 8:30 to 10. You have hamburger night, 5 to 8 every Wednesday, $6 a hamburger with plus chips. KC's Bingo Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. And let's see. Oh, on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the Murata marketing meeting. This is the Murata Victoria, and that's on the loop. From 11 to 1, and that's how you meet people in healthcare or agencies and get together, and people get together and talk about how they can help the community. I love things like that. Don't you, sir?
Oh, me too. I'm actually taking notes right now because that one sounds like a good one.
Yes, sir. That's good stuff. So, yeah, you take your notes. We got a lot of stuff going on, and it just starts today and rolls all the way till we meet again. You know that?
Well, the beautiful part about that is because of this, if you're like me and you forget things, you can play the show back and get it again.
Well, that's what we hope they do. Listen up and pick out some of these super terrific events. You know, we're giving you most of the highlights around here. Can't get them all because you don't have but a so many minute show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want to every little thing. But we're giving you places to go, things to do. And we'll keep coming with them, Chris, and you keep running it for them so they can check us out. And anytime they can call us personally, we're here to help them.
You got it. Yes.
Are you a business owner with little time to spare? Don't have enough time to do social media marketing well? You don't have to let it fall by the wayside. Let Fresh Media Works create and post engaging content on your behalf. With prices starting at just $75 a month, our services make you look great without breaking the bank. Text social to 713-269-4620 and let us handle it.
We're also brought to you by Smokin' Gun Coffee.
Smoking Gun Coffee is a father and son business. They're both veterans, and they founded Smoking Gun Coffee with the goal of providing high-quality artisan coffee and supporting veterans experiencing PTSD, suicide, and homelessness. They donate a portion of the proceeds to Serenity Village veterans who build houses for homeless veterans. Oh, and it happens to be some darn good coffee. In addition, their entire staff is made up of veterans as they work to give back to those who served. Military, first responders, and teachers always get 10% off their purchases at Smoking Gun Coffee. They have everything from a medium roast, dark roast, flavored roasts, K-cups, or cold brew. Heck, you can even pick up a sample pack so you can try them all. They have more than 15 locations, including Northside Pet and Ranch and J. Welch Farms in Victoria. Go check out Smoking Gun Coffee. Hey, do you like barbecue? If you're craving some delicious, authentic, Texas-style barbecue, look no further than La Vaca Barbecue. As one of Texas Monthly's top 50 barbecue joints in the state, they pride themselves on serving only the best craft-style barbecue around. The menu is packed with mouth-watering options like smoked pork, brisket tamales, you name it, it will knock your socks off. This family-owned business is run by the Navarez family, and their family tradition runs deep. Come try their delicious brisket, house-made sausage, and pork spare ribs with a house-made glaze that contains Big Red syrup. Yes, Big Red. They also serve specialty tamales and smoked pork belly tacos that are a true representation of their Mexican heritage and the Hill Country. They have two locations for you to choose from, Port Lavaca and Victoria. You can also order online or give them a call at 361-212-4860. At La Vaca Barbecue, they believe in Jesus, Texas, and brisket. Don't wait any longer. Come in and taste the best barbecue in Texas at La Vaca Barbecue today. They're open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's La Vaca Barbecue at lavacabarbecue.com. And I tell you, we're talking really good stuff. All right, and before we get out of here, I want to introduce you to an artist, John Paul Ortiz, and this is his song, Steal Away From You. You broke my heart. Excellent stuff. I have to thank Brother Gary for that. And we will have an interview with John Paul Ortiz next week.
Isn't that good stuff, man? Really good stuff.
Oh, it's excellent stuff.
I think we took us to the end of the week. They're back in school next week. And then you know what it is from there, don't you? A fast run to the end of the school year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, and I enjoyed last week, you know, that Tejano concert downtown. I didn't bring it up a while ago, but they had some of the best Tejano music down there. I emceed the whole thing and just enjoyed that. There's so many good things, so just keep listening. We're giving you a little bit and a lot of everything to go check out. So it's wonderful.
And I have to brag a little bit. I finally got my Brother Gary pin.
Did you get it?
I got it.
I remember where I gave it to you now. I sure do. And you know what? Even today I've given out several. I got another batch in, and I'm just having a ball with that. And you'd be surprised. You know, the young people, they come up to me and ask for them. Man, my friend's got one on their backpack, and I give it. I love it. So I'm enjoying that.
If you want to be one of the cool kids, you get a hold of Brother Gary. You'll find him everywhere in town. Ask for a pin, and you'll be one of the cool kids.
I love you for that, sir, and I'm willing to give them out. And when that batch runs out, there's another batch on the way. You know it. Anyway, Chris, I do appreciate you very much. It's always a pleasure. You help represent the community by doing what you're doing, and we appreciate you, buddy.
You too, man. Take care.
Looking for a trustworthy and reliable real estate inspector? Look no further than Barry Inspections. James Barry has worked for over 27 years in public safety and is still active as a police officer. That means you can count on receiving the highest integrity, trustworthiness, and dedication to what's right. He provides comprehensive and thorough inspections to ensure your peace of mind when buying or selling a property. Don't leave the safety and security of your investment to chance. Contact Barry Inspections today at 361-298-0472. Gosh, I want to thank everybody that played a role in this show. All the great interviews, of course, Brother Gary Moses, could not be possible without him. And of course, the sponsors who made this show possible. Please go out and support those nonprofits. Go out and support your local artists. Go out and support these businesses that help share This Week in Victoria. Until next time, for This Week in Victoria, for Brother Gary Moses and myself, enjoy This Week in Victoria, and hey, keep it real.